And to help us understand more about the politics behind this immigration proposal and its fate in Congress is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hello, Madeline.
Well, you know, this immigration proposal, a rare moment, it seems, of bipartisanship for this Congress. But does one side benefit more from the deal, do you think?
Well, it is a rare moment of bipartisanship. I mean, last week, the president and the Democrats on the Hill were actually doing business on free trade agreements. And now here comes this immigration deal. So I think what we're seeing here is a moment where the president is really hungry to get deals done in terms of his legacy moving forward. You know, what is he going to accomplish in a second term, given the way the war in Iraq has been going? So for the last 3 months, he's had Mike Chertoff, who's the head of Homeland Security, and the Commerce Secretary, Carlos Guterres, involved in intensive negotiation with Ted Kennedy and others on the Hill, the Democrats. And this is what they've come up with. And it's a bipartisan deal.
And is this the deal he wanted, the deal the president wanted?
It's exactly the deal the president wanted, the deal the Chamber of Commerce wanted, because what you get is that there's an effort to, as he says, treat people with respect. But also what comes first is this tremendous amount of what they call triggers in the deal, which requires that they build bigger jails to hold illegal immigrants who are captured, 200 miles of mobile barriers in addition to 370 fences. And then there's all this radar equipment. There are questions about how long it would even take to be put in place, but Carlos Guterres says that it's about really 18 months that it could be done.
Still, this deal is far, far from a slam dunk. It's facing quite an uphill battle in Congress. What is its fate?
Well, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, the Democrat, says this is a starting point. And what you're hearing from many people is don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. That this is an opportunity to get something done before the 2008 election. So the difficulty, I think, especially comes for people in the Democratic side when they think about the opposition likely to be mounted by the unions in the country, Madeline, because the unions are going to say this is going to create, especially the temporary worker program where people can only be here for 2 years, a lower class of worker. It will depress wages and lead to more poverty and more of the kind of excess power over workers on the part of the big employers. And the Democrats insisted that there be enforcement on the employers. The question is, how soon does that happen while we're building fences and radars and all the rest?
And then conservatives are saying this is nothing but an amnesty bill. We don't want it.
That's right. Well, they're saying that now. You get people like Arlen Specter, the chairman of the judiciary, the Republican head of Senate Judiciary, saying, no, this is something that's not amnesty. It's going to restore law. It puts in place a process by which people can become legal. And that's the argument coming from the White House, coming from the president, coming from the Chamber of Commerce. As you can imagine, though, some of the Republican presidential candidates, notably Tom Tancredo, who's made a campaign out of opposing illegal immigration and calling for a crackdown, is saying that the president is selling out the American people.
Yeah. Well, what about John McCain? He's also a presidential candidate. Where is he on this? I know he endorsed the deal, but is that politically dangerous for him?
It's very dangerous for him, and it's dangerous in such a curious way because here he is again, you know, standing by the president's side. He's done the same recently on Iraq, and in both cases, he's trying to, you know, say that he's an inheritor of the Bush mantle in this administration, which doesn't have a candidate running, president's not running, vice president's not running. But it has not helped him, and I think this is going to further alienate him from some of the hard right that he's trying to romance for his presidential campaign.
And on the other side, the Democrats, especially Senators Obama and Clinton?
Well, I think Obama has made it clear he's worried about the idea that you no longer focus on family reunifications, and now it's only spouses and minors going to get green cards automatically. And then you imagine, Madeline, the opposition, John Edwards, who's relying heavily on the trade unions for support, is going to mount given the upset the unions are going to have about this deal.
Okay. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, thanks again.
You're welcome.